Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope you're feeling good. Terry and James here with you, 8:04 on the clock, and we're going to talk to our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center now. Mr. Paul Trombley, how you doing, sir?
Doing well. How about you guys over there?
We're doing good over here, Paul. We appreciate the time, as always. You got any fun plans this weekend?
We've got Mother's Day Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. What are you doing for your mom?
Yeah. she lives out of town now, so it'll be a phone call.
And, okay,
nice. It's in the mail.
So, do you have siblings?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're both live out of town, too.
So make sure you get the first call in. I'm just giving you the one out.
Yeah. First. It always feels good to be the first to call in. It does. It does be the first to call, Bob.
I'm the youngest of the bunch, so I'm the favorite.
Oh, so yeah, you get that baby thing.
You've got that going for
you. All right.
Nice, Paul. Nice.
Good.
We wish your mom and all the moms out there very happy Mother's Day this Sunday, Paul. What is the weather going to look like for moms?
You know, it looks like still in the start of the weekend, a couple of these rain showers still to contend with here. And as we get into Sunday, starting to see that shower chance taper off after the start of the day. I think skies will even start to clear off a little bit here later on our Mother's Day on Sunday, and then sunny and dry Monday and Tuesday next week, too. But in the meantime, cloudy out there today. Some of these light showers in the area as high as today, about 75. East winds, 5 to 15. A few more showers tonight, 56. Cloudy with a few showers Saturday, otherwise 72. East winds, 10 to 15. Shower chances Saturday night, mostly about 50 for a low. Maybe a shower in the Sunday morning, then some clearing possible later half the day with a high about 60. And then 42 Sunday night, 73 on Monday, sunny and dry with the mid-70s Tuesday. Looks like our best chances for rain showers may arrive by Thursday with some mid-70s at that point still. So still looking at a pretty nice spring week ahead next week. A little gloomy, a little rainy here into the start of the weekend, but after that, things looking better.
Yeah, not too bad out there.
Not bad.
And everything's starting to blossom out and green up. It's actually kind of nice.
Are you able to tell your mom if the weather is nice where she is that that's thanks to you? Is that part of your gift? Can that be part of your gift, Paul? Is that
that's exactly it, yeah. Unfortunately, where she's going to be, she's in Ohio, and looks like they'll get in rain showers on Sunday down there.
You just back away from that one. You had nothing to do with that. You can only control so much. You can only do so much.
Right. We'll just leave that out if we can. Yeah.
We appreciate you so much, Paul. Say hi to the rest of the team over there. And again, happy Mother's Day to your mom and to all you and yours out there. We wish you a great one. Talk to you Monday.
Thanks. Yeah, and to you and your moms too.
Yep. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.
Take care. Best in the business right there. He's so good. They're so busy, and he just puts up with our questions.
I love how he plays the baby card away.
Yes. Smart man. Yeah. I have no idea what that's like. Oldest,
let's be real. We are the oldest.
Oh, yeah. They can't say that, but we're definitely the cool ones. I don't know if we're the favorite, but we're the cool ones in the family. The oldest are always because we handled more. We took more responsibilities. We watch the kids. We do these things and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we earn points. I don't know how my fur brother Sam is higher on the chart than I am. It goes my brother, my sister. They trade spots in the one spot there. And I'm usually third, but then my fur brother comes around Sam, and now he's in the third spot. And I'm somehow in the fifth spot. I don't even know who's in the fourth spot.
Unwavering love and companionship.
It does. I mean, it's hard to beat. It's hard to beat.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
Hard to beat.
He's a good dog.
He's probably a better cuddler than you are.
Yeah, probably. Yes. I wanted to get into something this morning I thought would be a lot of fun, and I want you guys to interact. So get ready to call 424-2600, interact with Terry and I. We're going to talk about TV moms. I want to get into TV moms a little bit. Now, this starts with, who is America's favorite mom? Well, there's an interesting list here. According to a new poll from the list, there's a tie at number one. But we've got 20 names here, so I'm just going to go ahead and these are just moms in America, I guess. Like, it's not just TV moms or anything like that. We're talking about American-born women who are a mom.
Oh, interesting.
I guess.
Okay.
So I want to get, we'll go to, let's see here. So I got Cameron Diaz at number 20. Interesting. I don't know much about her as a mom, but okay. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to fight any of these. Sarah Connor from The Terminator. I didn't think of that one, but you got to give her credit. I mean, that's a mom that's, I mean, she's going to a high extent for her kid.
That's a good point.
Joyce Byers from Stranger Things. I like that because it's Winona Ryder. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I she's a good mom. I watched every episode of Stranger Things. She's a good mom in there and everything, but I have no integrity with this. It's Winona Ryder. I'm a diehard, huge fan.
I like just
still have a crush on her.
I think I've seen like three episodes of that, so I can't really speak to. Except that it's Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
You might put her in the back of your head.
Maybe. Winona, look what I did. Where are you going? Why are you running away? number 15, Peggy Bundy from Married with Children.
Oh, I forgot that picture.
Shoot. You got to show me that picture. I need to see that.
I forgot to bring that. Okay.
That you're getting docked
points.
You
think she's a good role model?
No, I think... I think this was the example I was looking for, a clear example of, okay, they're just moms we like or moms that we entertain us or
absolutely.
Things like that. Certainly not. Now, Peggy Bundy would be a very good mom if you're looking at what not to do.
Well, good point.
That's very true. And it should be noted, Kathy Sagal, one of the greatest TV moms in human history. So good at the job.
I love in the start of that where she's tossing the salad and like her cigarette ash is like falling. It's so bad.
I love that show. I see Katy Perry on here. I see at number 11, Morticia Addams from the Addams Family. All right. Again, not probably the mom that you want to example wise, but I will say both of those moms, while not something that you wouldn't treat your kids that way, love their kids to extension, beyond belief. I always like that about the Bundys. They could rip on each other like crazy, but if somebody else tried to, they became a
kind of that mama bear thing,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Al would throw out the jerk that Kelly had or whatever and stuff. Like they there was a moral code there. You just had to look to see it. You had to be paying attention. Same thing with the Addams Family. Dark as all get out, even for the 50s and stuff when that show was on. But at the same time, when Pugsley or when somebody picked on Pugsley or Wednesday, who were the first people to step up? Mom and Dad, and usually Mom were the ones that the mama bear thing. There were like moral lessons in those silly shows that if you were paying attention, I thought.
Yeah.
I see Goldie Hawn on this list in number 8. That's a great one. Love Goldie Hawn. Drew Barrymore is here. Rihanna, Beyonce, Serena Williams. And at the top, the tie, and this couldn't be a weirder tie, Michelle Obama and Lewis Griffin from Family Guy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's very weird.
When you think about TV moms, I go back to like when I was a kid, right? So like, you know, that middle school, junior high age.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like Growing Pains, the mom on there.
Mm-hmm.
Was Maggie, was that her name maybe?
Yes, I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Her, I don't know.
Well, 424-2600, that's the number to call up and let us know your favorite TV moms, or if it's a movie mom or something like that, that's fine too. A cartoon, you know, anything. You know, imaginary mothers. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead and call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. Even if it's one we've repeated already, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I was looking through a list because I figured there would be some that I might forget, and there were, especially modern moms. Wendy McClendon Covey. She is Beverly Goldberg on The Goldbergs. I only saw the first couple of seasons, but she was such a good Jewish mother and so good at it. And Wendy McClendon is a great actor. She was really good on Reno 911. Great comedic actress. What about Jean Stapleton as Edith Bunker on All in the Family? Archie! Archie! Great mom. She was very good. Just putting up with Archie alone made her a good mom. Jane Wyatt as Margaret Anderson on Father Knows Best. That's a great one to mention as far as we're talking old school moms. There was, let's see here. Nancy Walker as Ida Morganson on Rhoda. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great reference. They have Nancy Meshard as Livia Soprano on The Sopranos. Now, Nancy Meshard, amazing actor. She was not a good TV mom. She was not a good TV mom. Her and Tony, like a lot of the problems that Tony had, you can etch right to his mother. Like, yeah. Bewitched, Agnes Moorehead as Endora.
Oh, I like that show.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fun show.
That and I Dream of Jeannie, I like both of those. But Bewitched for sure.
Yeah. Allison Janney as Bonnie Plunkett on the TV show Mom. I would also throw in the other actor on that show. A couple of the actors on that show, actually, that were TV moms that did an amazing job. That show was a fun show. I only saw a little bit of it and everything. But good show and both great actors. Allison Janney's fantastic. I throw in Marge Simpson, Jilly Kavner as Marge Simpson. I mean, we went through this already.
Fair enough.
Yes.
I was trying to think of other cartoons. Think about other cartoons.
Yeah.
You know, like from when we were kids, cartoons that had a mom in them.
Yeah.
I'm not calling up any moms.
Well, you know, what about like in Muppet Babies where you never saw the mom? You'd wah, 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 wah. It was just that or like
on Peanuts.
Yeah, Peanuts, that. Yeah. Yeah, because like...
Like He-Man didn't have...
No. When I think of even like the Muppets or anything like that, there weren't really moms or anything. So this gets a little tougher. The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, the great Harriet Nelson as Harriet Nelson. The prototype of the TV mom.
Sure.
That's where it all starts from. And, Vicki Lawrence is Thelma Harper on the Carol Burnett Show and Mama's Family. Mama's Family especially. My goodness. Vicki Lawrence, underrated. Completely underrated. And it's understandable when you work with Carol Burnett and everything. She's going to overshadow you, whether she wants to or not. Although that was not Carol's intention and everything, something she tried to do. But Vicki Lawrence was just as talented, just as good, and was so, like, willing to, like, take the fall or look ugly or silly for the part. Like, I don't think, I think women can understand this, but I don't think other men or certainly male actors can understand what that is for a woman. Like, as Vicki Lawrence, she's dressing old. She's doing all that. That's not the only job she's got. She's auditioning for other roles, but she's got that role that these casting agents and the audience already knows her as. So it's that difficult for a casting agent to change, like, okay, well, I can see you playing a bombshell or something like that, which Vicki Lawrence could have probably done. But she didn't get those opportunities because she went all in on this show and comedy. And I really admire that. Jessica Walter as Lucille Booth on Arrested Development, yes. Jessica Walter also as the mom on Archer. Jessica Walter, one of my favorite actors of all time. I miss her every day. Her laugh is one of my favorite sounds ever.
Yeah.
She's great. She was so good on Arrested Development. Underrated show. Constance Wu on Fresh Off the Boat. She was very good on that show. Donna Reed as Donna Stone on the Donna Reed Show.
Sure.
Definitely got to mention that one. That's definitely a TV mom we got to mention. Oh, got to get this one in too. Karen Grassel as Caroline Inglis on Little House on the Prairie. She remembered all of her kids' names. And that's impressive when you got 90 kids. Like, that's like that. I never saw the show.
I
never saw the show. All I know is the joke, the long running joke about at the end of every episode, they're saying goodnight. Took like 20 minutes of the show.
But I remember watching Little House on the Prairie, though. Mm. But yeah, it was always kind of the same. I don't know.
The Partridge Family, Shirley Jones as Shirley Partridge. She took her kids out on the road and made them be in music band. were those kids ever in school? I'm joking. I'm just kidding around.
What's another show from the same time? Oh, Eight is Enough. Remember that show?
Oh, good one. Yes, yes. Meredith Baxter as Eliza Keaton on Family Ties.
Oh, yeah. I forget about that show.
That's a good one. Connie Britton as Tammy Taylor on Friday Night Lights. A lot of people like that one. Bonnie Franklin as Anna Romano on One Day at a Time. I forgot all about One Day at a Time. Yeah, that's a good one. Leave It to Beaver, Barbara Billingsley as June Cleaver. Great TV mom. And also, a little similar to Marge, put up with quite a bit from those boys. You know, she's a good mom. She's a good mom. Let's see here. Mandy Moore as Rebecca Pearson on This Is Us.
I love that. That's good.
All right. Right on. That show, like, really pulled a lot of people in.
That show was excellent.
Yeah. A great reference here. The 70s show, Deborah Jo Rupp as Kitty Foreman. Again, her laugh. Great TV mom. Great TV mom. But I love her laugh so much. Oh, I love her laugh. One of the best laughs ever. Julie Bowen as Claire on Modern Family. Let's see here. Maggie Smith as Violet on Downton Abbey. Never saw that, but at Dame Maggie Smith, sure. Yeah, anything Dame Maggie Smith has ever done. Michael Leonard as Olivia Walton on The Waltons.
Oh, yeah, The Waltons.
Yeah, got to get that one in there. I forgot about The Waltons. Jane Kaczmarek as Lois on Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah, yeah. Another TV mom that put up with a lot. And yes, I was waiting for this one. Escher Rolle as Florida Evans on Good Times. One of my favorite TV moms of all time.
And, I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's one of the show, one of the first shows I remember seeing growing up is Good Times. And I believe I probably saw repeats of it and everything. But it was the definition of representation. Where I was growing up, there were no poor families on TV. That was it. That was all you had. So growing up, you thought, oh, we're the only ones. Oh, we should feel shame for this or these kind of things. Shows like that mattered and made us feel like, okay, I see me on screen, or I see somebody at least looks a little bit more like me on screen or walks a path like me. That stuff matters. And she was so darn good on that. So is Doris Roberts.
Oh, yeah. How did we not come up with her right away?
I am so sorry to the memory of Doris Roberts. I apologize.
And you know what I loved about that, too, was she clearly was the smallest in stature. I mean, obviously, yeah, with those men. Yeah. But I mean, but she could just smack them into shape. Like, that was fabulous.
So many of these moms bring me back to my Nana. And she is probably the one the most, maybe one other one, but yeah, she's probably the one the most because of her stature and because of her power.
Like, and the spoon she was wielding.
Yes, yes. It did not matter if she wasn't how she was built or anything like that. Like, she was the boss. There was no question. Marion Ross as Marion Cunningham on Happy Days. Yeah, great reference. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Estelle Getty as Sophia on Golden Girls. That's the one that my Nana reminds me of the most. I respect that show a lot. I watched every episode with my Nana. I swear there were some times where I thought that they were stealing from my Nana's life and using it for Sophia. It was almost eerie sometimes, some of the things that she would do. But Estelle Getty, being the amazing actor that she was, came from an Italian background and I believe pulled from that to that character.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Laura Graham, Lorelai on Gilmore Girls.
Never saw
that one. Felicia Rashad as Claire Huxtable on the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Amazing. And number one they have on this list, it's Golderbeeb.com. Florence Henderson is Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch.
On the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, yeah. That's I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
It's not my number one, but I would not argue with that if somebody told me that was their number one. I mean, she was the mom of like three other kids that weren't even her own and everything and took them in, all that and stuff. And I think that was a really cool example to people out there.
Yeah, absolutely. This whole list was good.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not surprising because moms are awesome.
And notice there's like nothing new on there.
Yeah, yeah. That's a little...
Because a lot of TV's kind of...
Well, it has, yeah.
You know?
I think TV is still trying to find that balance from going for, okay, well, we're not going to give you the perfect family like Ozzie and Harriet, but we also don't need to, we've also gone to the extreme with Married with Children and everything. Yeah. So how do you find that balance? I think we've seen tiny examples. This Is Us, Modern Family have done a little bit of that, but I agree with you, and it does make me a little cringy, the idea of getting rid of family sitcoms, even though I'm not a sitcom guy. I don't know. There's something about that, again, going back to representation and those things that I think is very important for people. And as long as we have TV, we might as well have these families.
You know, you brought up Connie Britton before on Friday Night Lights. Mm-hmm. And I actually forgot about her on that because I loved her on Nashville.
Yeah.
And so then I forget because I always, that was kind of one of those in the back of my head, like, oh, I should watch that sometime because I liked her in there. So now I'll have to, now that that's top of mind again, I'll have to catch a few episodes of that.
Yeah. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show because we got Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up with our friends at Misty's Menu right here at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and encourage you to head on over to Misty's. Treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish the gang a great day from all of us here at WFHR. I would think Sunday, it's a good day to bring your mom over to Misty's.
Yeah, that'd be great. Get her some pie. You know, I have to tell you, when that birthday... that version place, mm-hmm. it always calls up for me Dirty Dancing. And I know that you do not like that movie.
Oh, but you're
but
right.
But when I hear that, yeah. I always, like, it's that era of music.
Yeah.
And that's where I always am like, oh.
That's good. I like that, actually. That's good. We encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries as well. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And, of course, like our Facebook page, you can direct message us that way as well. Morse code, smoke signals, whatever you
got
to use.
Whatever you got.
You know, yell at your radio.
We'll take it.
We'll do it. You know, just get it to us. We love celebrating with you. Let's go ahead and dive into our list because, of course, we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we've got names on each day. That's fantastic.
Good. Do I get to pick some winners?
Yeah, you do. First up, I need a one or a two from you.
Two.
All right. That gives us that qualifier. And I need a one through four.
Whoa, four.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right in there. And I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. There we go. Gives us our qualifier so we get right into the celebrating. First up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Sarah Schuneman Pager. She is an old friend from Illinois. Used to work with at Stagecoach Theater and that. And great, great young lady. Her dad, Bernie, was Atticus Finch in the version that we did of To Kill a Mockingbird. And one of my favorite actors I'll ever work with. And his daughter, just a chip off the old block.
Nice.
Great one.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to Alex Simons.
Happy birthday.
He is
birthday.
Our qualifier today. Alex, have a great birthday. Hope it's a good one for you. We move on to Saturday, where we want to wish a very happy birthday to Dale Vilbaum.
Happy birthday, Dale.
Bill Haas.
Happy birthday, Bill.
And a happy birthday to Dr. Richard Clausen.
Happy birthday.
Wishing all you happy birthdays. Enjoy your days to every one of you. And our qualifiers on Saturday celebrating their 22nd anniversary, Brian and Wendy Young.
Happy anniversary.
That's a fun one.
Now, Dale Vilbaum is the dad of Wendy Young.
Ah, nice.
So they got married on her dad's birthday.
Wow. Oh, that's, well.
I don't know if I ever knew that, but that's cool.
That's very cool. That's interesting, too. And you're never forgetting either date that way. That's a great way to remember those dates.
Awesome.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Well, Dale doesn't mind losing that one.
I mean, share a cake, right?
Yeah, exactly. Bring Dale along. Yeah, it's his birthday. Well, to be fair, Dale will get a free slice of pie on that day from our friends at Misty's.
So Brian and Wendy are tagging along.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Eating dad's pie.
A shout out to Misty's. Yes, and a reminder to everybody, if you are celebrating a birthday, get on over there and celebrate with them. And of course, on Sunday, we've got some good ones. First up, we want to wish Pam's sister, Sharon Fache, a happy birthday. She's out in Little Chute. She grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids. Sharon, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. You got an amazing sister, Sharon, so that I imagine you're just as amazing. I hope you have a great day. Also want to wish a happy birthday to old high school friend of mine, Nicole Schultz.
Happy birthday.
Nicole works at our Portage County Humane Society, does great work over there. Wonderful human being. Nicole, enjoy your day. And yeah, your birthday on Mother's Day, I hope that she's getting double like the stuff. She deserves it. She's a great mom. Yeah.
That's a good point because she's kind of getting gypped a little bit.
Because
it should be two separate days. So
should
they better do it good.
Mm-hmm. And celebrating her 18th birthday, Bella Force.
Happy birthday, Bella.
Bella, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one. That's an awesome name, by the way. Bella Force is a fantastic name. Happy 18th. That is cool. And you're a qualifier for Mother's Day. So that is a good one right there. That is a great list. Thank you so much, everybody. Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Take a quick look at our celebrity list. Rami Malek is 42. I have been told we are doppelgangers. That man is way handsomer and younger than I am. Quit doing that to him. I don't know that we look alike, but I've been told.
Listen, shave his face in the back of your head, and then we'll see if you actually.
All right. I'm doing it. I'll do it.
You
do it.
Should.
Just to see. Just to see if it works. I'm not doing that.
Hey!
Rami Malek is one of my favorite and one of the best actors I have seen in a long time. He was great on the show Mr. Robot. It's where I really fell into really liking his career. And I'm going to follow this kid's career his whole life. He was the Pharaoh on Night at the Museum.
Oh,
and that's where he kind of got his big break and everything.
I love those movies.
They're good.
All three of them.
They're really good. And of course, he won an Oscar, Best Oscar Award for playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Great actor. Was the villain in the latest James Bond movie. He's got a great career ahead of him. Let's see here. Jason Biggs is 45. Jim in American Pie movies. Yeah.
Haven't seen much of him since. How does he ever get away from that?
Yeah, he doesn't. The reason he has no other really work on his IMDb is because he's been kind of tight.
And who's the guy that's his dad in that movie?
Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
The great, wonderful Eugene Levy. One of my favorites. One of the coolest people ever walking the earth. Tony Hawk is 55. Greatest skateboarder in video game history. Tony Hawk changed the game, like, of skateboarding.
Well, and he was really our era. You know what I mean? Yes, like, when we were teenagers, because he's not that much older, like, that was... And that was really when he was kind of getting his big, big break. So I think everyone our age knows Tony Hawk.
It certainly wasn't just Tony Hawk, but I mean, Tony Hawk took skateboarding from abandoned pools to the X Games, to where we are now, where it's a multi-billion-dollar industry and all these things and stuff. Like, and just an incredible human being, just one of those givers of his time, of money, of all those things, philanthropal. Yeah. Let's see here. Emilio Estevez is 61. Breakfast Club, son of Martin Sheen, brother of Charlie Sheen. I really thought and still think to this day that Emilio Estevez is a good actor.
What?
I think he's a way better than average actor.
So, ignorance here, but like different mother. Why is his name different?
Well, their last name is actually Estevez. So but Martin Sheen, when he was starting out, back then, they did the same. Like, they did this to me. They tell you, you should change your name. Okay. Nobody's going to go by that. Nobody's going to, you're not going to get work. Everybody's going to think you're just a Latino actor and all this.
But so he just bucked it? I mean, Emilio Estevez just said, I'm just not.
To be fair, by the time Emilio came around, it wasn't as bad. It was still bad, but wasn't as bad. And he had his father to lean on.
But like,
and
if
say,
your father and your brother have both changed to Sheen, like, why would, I don't know.
I think because he wanted to walk his own path.
All right.
I think because he wanted to be able to find, hey, can I make a career on my own? I'm not just the son of Martin Sheen.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, I don't know wholeheartedly. I just heard a little bit here and there.
I like Breakfast Club. You know what I mean? Like, I like that era of movies.
Men at Work is still a hilarious movie.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. It's fun. It's the only movie I think him and his brother did together. And it's
I have seen parts of it. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it start to finish.
It's weird. It ain't a great movie, but it's funny. At least I thought it was. The great Ving Rhames is 64. Marcellus Wallace on Pulp Fiction. He's in the Mission Impossible movies as well. Great actor. Kick Brooks is 68 today from Brooks and Dunn. Billy Squire is 73. Jeez. That's interesting.
73.
Wow. Steve Winwood is 75. One of the greater artists in pop culture history. Like, got his, Give Me Some of Lovin' with the Spencer Davis Group when he's like 12 or 14. His work in Traffic in the 70s. And of course, his solo career in the 80s. And an incredible artist. Some people no longer with us, like the great Yogi Berra, born in 1925, passed away in 2015. Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical. Yogi Berra was a quote machine.
But you know how many people probably sat and like was what?
Yeah, wait a minute, what? Yeah, just one of the and one of the greatest catchers of all time. Still in the top five catchers of all time in MLB history. My favorite, it's weird to say this because I'm such a big Robin Williams fan, but it's a tie between Pryor and this man, George Carlin, born on this day in 1937, passed away in 2008. There is so many great quotes from George Carlin, so many great bits. One of my favorite part about George Carlin, though, in his whole career, not just as an actor, but as a stand-up comedian, as a thinker, George Carlin, the thinker. Sit there and watch some interviews with George Carlin and how he talks. Like, it's not just him getting into his comedic bits and kind of revving up for doing some stuff. He was an incredibly smart man. I imagine that he was too smart for politics, but he would have been... He would have changed politics, I believe. I genuinely believe that in my heart. What you saw was what you got from George Carlin. And, man, getting to see him, it would end up being his last tour. My sister and her husband at the time going up to Point to see him will be in my top five greatest live performances I've ever seen my whole life, no matter what I see going forward. It'll always be in the top five. I learned so much from that night and how he made – there had to have been, you know, a couple – at least 1,000-some people in that audience – there were moments where he made my sister and I feel like it was just him and I in the room together with us. And we weren't the only ones. We were way up in the rafters and everything. I've never seen an artist do what he was able to do, like making everybody like individually feel like so a part of things and stuff. And just an incredibly smart mind. I'm a huge fan. And a huge fan of the great Katharine Hepburn, born in this day in 1907, passed away in 2003. One of the greatest actors I've ever seen. I've still learned from Katharine. I'll pull up on Golden Pond and watch certain scenes just to see her.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, just amazing. It should be noted, too, there were an actress at that age oftentimes will shy away from doing work because she was shaking because of different things. She doesn't look like she did in her young age. Not Katharine Hepburn. Nah, she's going to continue to work. I like this movie. I like this script. You're not going to tell me I can't work anymore because I'm not your so-called pretty, or I'm not young enough to do this, or I shake, or any of these things. That's real people. That's what acting is. I should be real. That's she
yeah,
got
she
it.
She was on the front
it.
Of that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Way
for sure.
Way ahead of
yeah.
the game. And she never gets any credit for it. She gets credit for the work, being a good actor, which she deserves, but I think you got to look a little behind the scenes on these things mm-hmm. a little bit too and stuff, and she deserves that. We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. Keep on listening, everybody, because we are going to be giving away this gift basket to a mom's out there from our friends at Village Gardens in Plover. Be listening for that. And, of course, our star of the day from Culver's is right around the corner after Melissa's news on the morning show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600. Let us know the actor in it or one of the name of the show, any of the above, really. And you will win not just a family pack, but two adult meals, two kids meals from my great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Big shout out. Good morning to them over there. Thank you for sponsoring this segment.
Takes care of dinner.
Does take care of dinner. Could be taking care of something for mom there.
You could use it on Sunday. Or if a mom wins it, you could, then you don't have to cook.
That's right. That's right. So let's go ahead and play this for you. Get ready to call 424-2600. Let us know what TV show this is from.
I was going to say, I think the phone's broke, but okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I thought the phone was broke for a second, too. There we go. We got ourselves somebody calling in. Good morning. What's your answer? Good morning. Okay, let's try this again. 424-2600.
Oh, there we go.
Here, let's go. All right. Good morning. What's your answer?
Would that be the Dick Van Dyke Show?
No, but a good try. Good try. Okay. 424-2600 is the number to call, everybody. Keep on trying. Let's go ahead and play a little more of this, I guess. We'll just keep... Oh, I lost it. Dang it. I didn't expect this. I got to be honest. I thought you guys would get this one right away. 424-2600. I actually tested this with some of the crew around here and was told that I was... it was silly of me to think nobody would get this right away. Within the first notes, they would. Let's go ahead and try this one more time. Good morning. What's your answer?
Oh, dear. Is it I Love Lucy?
Yay!
Yes, it is.
I'm like, if I don't get this right.
Nice job.
Very nicely done. Can I get your first name, miss?
Pam.
Pam. Oh, that is a fantastic name. Happens to be my mother's name. That's a great one.
And Pam's name, too.
Yeah, yeah. We got
from The Office, not...
Yes.
It's a wonderful name.
It is a wonderful name. It's one of our favorites around here. And I think one of the greatest TV moms in history is, of course, Lucy from I Love Lucy. She was one of the names we left out earlier because I didn't want to give this segment away. Yeah, thank you so much for that. Pam, what town are you calling us from?
Rapids here.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Pam, thank you so much for playing and along with us and everything. Are you a mom?
Oh, yes. I have two sons and a daughter-in-law.
We
and
wish
a dog.
Oh, yeah, and a dog. Got to get the dog. That's a good. Being a fur mom counts, too. We wish you a fantastic Mother's Day, Pam. We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Well, and thank you for giving me some practice on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day, Pam. Okay, now I can
you can't say that to
no,
your
I can't
mom?
Say that to my mom. No, I cannot. I've never called my mom by her first name. Not one.
No,
never.
My kids don't do that either, but that's okay.
Thank you, Pam.
Happy
Hang
Mother's on. Day to all the Pams. Thank you.
Nicely
there we
done.
Go.
Nicely
perfect.
Done, Pam. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you more in just a second. I had another reason I wanted to play this, too. On this day in 1952, Lucy does a TV commercial, also known as the Vitamigen episode of I Love Lucy premieres, garnering 68% of U.S. television viewers. 68% of viewers watch that episode.
That's impressive.
I just want to play a little of this because she's so good in it.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties? Are you unpopular? The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle.
Now you pick up the bottle.
Oh.
A little higher. That's right.
The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle. Vitamita Benjamin. Vitamita Benjamin contains vitamins, meat, vegetables, and minerals. Yes, with Vitamita Benjamin, you can spoon your way to health. All you do is take a tablespoonful after every meal.
And it's when she takes the spoonful. She takes the spoonful.
Vitamita Benjamin?
Yeah. It's so the word is so bad, but watch this.
It's not so tasty, folks.
No. She's
choking it down.
And she has this shake she does at the end. It's so good. There's also something in this.
Happy people, and get a great big bottle of Vitamita Benjamin tomorrow. That's Vitamita Benjamin.
So she's had a little bit of it at this point.
I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties? Are you unpopular? The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle. Vitamita Benjamin. Vitamita Benjamin contains vitamins, meats, vegetables, and minerals. Yes, with Vitamita Benjamin, you can spoon your way to health. All you have to do is take a big tablespoonful after every meal.
And she's wobbling and shaking through all this. I don't know what's in this stuff, but it is not going well for her.
It's so tasty, too. Tastes like candy. Honest.
And again, one of the greatest TV laughs
in history.
Do
you remember, though, like when you were a kid, did you ever have those liquid vitamins?
Oh, yes.
And they
were
so nasty.
So nasty.
You know, oh, it tastes like candy.
Mm. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to talk to our newest star of the day, Pam. And we'll be having another star of the day for you next Friday. Be listening for that. A big thank you to our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver sponsor in this segment, Steph Schmidt, who did such a nice job working with Culver's and getting this all set up. We appreciate her and appreciate Pam. We're going to talk to her right now. We'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Night falls, I'm alone.
Big fan of Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Big fan. Very, really good artist. Just as good live. Just as good live. I want to send a shout out to our new friend Pam, who won the Culver's Star of the Day. She's our newest Star of the Day.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Pam.
Thanks a lot for listening, Pam, and all of you listening and participating out there. We greatly appreciate that. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour with some rundown of most interesting Mother's Day stuff that's trending online. That's what we'll touch on right here.
That kind of scares me a little bit.
A little bit. I kind of wish I would have pre-read this.
Dry run. Here we go.
yes,
here we go.
That's
you have, and what, no matter what it says, you have to share.
Yeah, there we go. Well, you got it. You can do something special for mom, even if you can't swing a pricey present or a fancy dinner out right now. In a new poll, 73% of Americans say that moms get excited about any gift, regardless of the price. They do have to be thoughtful, though. You can't just literally grab something off a shelf. Put some thought into it. Don't just grab toilet paper or something like that.
And let's be reasonable.
Yeah.
Probably not a fruit basket either.
Yeah.
Unless you make it yourself.
That's different. Yeah, I can see that.
You know, hand select each piece of fruit.
Ooh, that would be you're definitely showing mom you care there. Yes, yes. If you're celebrating with family and friends, make sure you actually get mom in the photos. There's a story where mothers talk about how they're usually the ones taking the photo, or they don't get copies of ones featuring them. 66% of moms say they're in less than half of their family photos on camera roles, and 26% say they're in none at all. That should be zero.
But I think that's absolutely true.
Oh, it is. Yes, it is.
And before the selfie days.
Yeah.
You know, before our phones were our cameras, really, mm-hmm. because, you know, I don't think very many people actually carry a separate camera anymore.
Yeah.
And so once that started, then it's better. And I'm not suggesting the mom is taking the selfie, but it's probably one of the kids, but the mom is actually in the picture.
Yes.
But prior to that, I have plenty of vacations and stuff like that where it's like Randy and the girls, you know, because I was the one taking the picture.
Yeah. That ain't right. Now, I understand at one point why it was like that. I get it. But nowadays, we have this funny little thing on all of our phones. It has a little timer on it. You just set the timer.
But then you need a tripod.
So there are ways to set your phone up. There are ways.
You know, though, too, I don't mind asking someone just saying, oh, would you take our picture? Or then, you know, then you do it back for them or that kind of thing.
Yes.
Like, I have no problem with that. I'm thinking maybe back in the film days, you know, where you had to have it, like, then you weren't like handing your camera to strangers because you didn't want to. What, you have like 24 exposures on there? You don't want them to take like six of them.
Yes.
Now, if they're using your phone, you know, if they take 25, you just keep the best one, delete the rest.
Right, right. Yeah, there are ways around this. For all the kids and dads out there, it's easier to remember the big favors mom does for you or the things she buys for you. But don't forget about all the small things that she does to let you do what you want to do. A new report says, on average, moms dedicate 5 hours and 20 minutes per week supporting their kids' extracurricular activities. And 14% of mothers...
That's it?
Yeah, I was going to ask Terry. I'm like, that seems low. I was going to ask. And 14% of mothers spend a whopping 10 hours or more a week. 40% of mothers say that they get up at 5 a.m. or earlier specifically to have the time to take their kids or to a sporting event or to an activity or a school sometimes. I think we know these things, but hearing the data there, hearing the details and really taking a moment to think about these things. When you hear me say, I appreciate you, or I appreciate things, or something like that, I may throw that word around a lot. It's because I've put a lot of thought into this, and I don't think that people do it enough. I would rather overdo it than under.
Well, and I think there's nowhere that any of those moms, there's nowhere else they'd rather be, right? Mm-hmm. But to hear the appreciation for it, I mean, just... And it, not every day, but just very, you know what I mean? Very occasionally or on Mother's Day. I think that goes a long way.
Here's a perfect way to learn from our moms. Moms get this. I've said this phrase for a decade. Support and encouragement cost nothing, can mean everything. I learned that from my mom. her doing that to me. We had nothing growing up, but I would not trade my parents for anything because I had the biggest thing you could ask for. My mom and dad supported me. They loved me. I've never questioned that a second in my life. What more could you ask for? Like, they'd go through the ringer for us to do these things and stuff. You know, think about it a little bit. That's part of appreciating. That's part of what Mother's Day is about. It's not just grabbing a flower for her or something. It's thinking about the things that she actually does, not just in recent memory, not just the big stuff, but every little thing.
Hand make the thank you card. Tell her you appreciate her. And get the flower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not gonna be able to overdo it because we're talking about somebody who has overdone it her whole life for you. Yes. And there's a study on the best and worst states for working moms, considering stuff like daycare systems, childcare costs, and gender pay gaps. And the top three are in the Northeast, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. The bottom three are in the South, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Alabama. All important issues that we should be thinking about. I will, until there is a new bill passed or something like that, every time I talk to a representative, I don't care if I have to shoehorn it in, I'm asking about childcare. Every single time. And they don't mind. I know for a fact they don't mind. They want the conversation to be talked about. We talk about Teston, Krug, Shanklin, the amount, different representatives we talk to on the air here and everything. I'm not giving them a stump question. They want to talk about this stuff.
Oh, no. There's a lot of activity right now around quality, affordable childcare, but then also quantity of childcare.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Making sure that it's available. But I think, too, the ability, and this isn't just for moms, but moms and it, like the flexibility of scheduling. Now, of course, some jobs that doesn't work, right? Like you're automatically on the air, right, from 7 to 10. So you're here. But I guess my approach, so it's a small nonprofit, so it's a little different. I have the flexibility. But my approach has always been with parents, you know, my staff that have children, if your kid has something, you should be there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You still need to do the work. You still need to put the time in. Mm-hmm. But you're going to be a better employee when you can go to kindergarten graduation at 1:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. There is nothing life-changing at the United Way on a random Tuesday at 1:30 in the afternoon. You should be where your kids are, you know? And like I said, you still got to do the work.
Yeah,
but that just might mean you stay a little later or come a little earlier one day. But I think that the willingness to be more flexible as an employer, I think that would be nice. And, you know, sometimes people just don't get it until they've done it.
Yeah.
Until they've been unable to attend something because of a work commitment. So I think the more flexible that we can be, the better employees that we have.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. Well said. Chewboom.com, great website name, chewboom.com. That's a great name.
It kind of scares me to, like, pull it up.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, I pulled it up on incognito.
Oh, you did?
On incognito. All right, all right. Not even on my real thing. Yeah, they got a bunch of deals going around for Mother's Day. 7-Eleven has 7-Eleven Rewards and Speedy Rewards. Arby's is offering Rewards members 50% off a sandwich or wrap.
So you can bring mom half a sandwich?
I guess. Yeah. I don't, just go. Why, what are we doing here?
Actually, you give her the half you paid for, and you eat the free half.
Yeah, I mean. Just give them a free one.
So this website is just like compiling. It's a list of kind of deals.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grubhub now through May 14th. Dinners who have signed up for Grubhub Plus through Amazon Prime, blah, 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 get 25% off. Oh. You got to go through all of these are rewards things.
But
and
every
stuff
little
like
bit
that.
Helps. If yeah, it's if yeah. it's somewhere that you normally frequent. You know, like people will say, oh, do you have rewards? And I won't do it if I'm shopping there one time. But if it's somewhere I regularly go to.
Even Hooters has got in on this. Moms can receive 10 free wings.
We'll see. That's it. There we go.
Boy,
I'll let my brother know to cancel our dinner.
Yeah, there you
we're
go. Yeah, that's where we're all going. I'll meet you there. Well,
I don't eat wings.
As my mother disowns me.
If my family said we're going to Hooters for wings on Mother's Day, they'd all be dead.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd be lucky if that's all my mother did was disown me. I'd be lucky. Take a break. Come back. Have more fun on The Morning Show.